when I was a young boy, I mean, I was reading so much. I love reading. So when I was in college, I read a book by Jean-Pierre Changeux. Jean-Pierre Changeux is a French neurobiologist. He worked on the biological mechanism of the nicotinic receptor in the brain. So it's really basic neurobiology. But Changeux, in 1983, which I was in college, published a book called The Neuronal Man, L'Homme Neuronal in French. It's kind of a philosophy of science about the brain. Basically, the mind is what the brain does. The view is that you can reduce the mind to brain mechanisms. And that was like a big splash at the time, because most people, and still today, not in psychology, have this dualistic view. There is the brain and the mind. Yeah. They can be dissociated. They are not. That's not true. The mind is what the brain produces. It's complex. There are multiple levels, for sure. You can't say, I'm going to reduce the psychological level, whatever you study, to one single mechanism. Sure, there are levels of organization in the brain, from, you know, cells to thinking. But everything can be reduced to brain mechanisms. But there is one chapter in that book that was important to me. In that one chapter, Changeux talks about these new methods that you can use to visualize when people think and imagine. You can see in the brain, it was the beginning of functional MRI and positron emission tomography. You can put someone in a scanner and give that person a task, including imagining, because that's what I'm going to do next. And you can see, it looks, you know, like naive today or simplistic, but you can see patterns of brain activation that can be related to the subject thoughts or imagination. When I read that chapter, importantly, that chapter was mostly describing the work of two Scandinavian scientists, one called Nils Larsen, Copenhagen, and the other one, David Ingvar, in Sweden. And they were the pioneers. They were the first one in Europe. They were someone in the US called Sokolov, by the way, at UCLA, I think. But they were the pioneers in Europe. They were doing this kind of work, like, you know, scanning people, asking them to do something and so forth. And that is the beginning of my career. What I did was, I said to myself when I was reading that book, I was on the beach in France, south of France. It was like summer vacation. I still have the book at home, by the way. And that chapter, I said, this is what I want to do. And I went very far. When I went back to college, I wrote a letter to the guy in Sweden, David Ingvar. I said, I want to come to your lab. What can I do to come to your lab? I want to work with you. That was my motivation. So I wrote that letter. He replied to me. It was before the internet.
Yeah.
I don't know, 3 weeks later, I received a letter. Dear Jean, you're welcome to come. And let's find a way to get, you know, a grant for you. I applied to a foundation in France called the Thyssen Foundation.
Yeah.
I was successful to get the grant. And then I moved to Sweden. And I worked with one of the best guys at the time. And I did work on, you know, like motor imagery, imagining action, because that's what he would. That's the beginning of my career.